Oh, yeah. Yeah, get into it, Mr. Redstone. Happy Wine Wednesday, my friends. Another terrific day in paradise as we get ready to wind down in the month of August and celebrate the upcoming season of fall. You're listening to the Vero Insider, and I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Ms. Anna Valencia Tillery. I tell you what, even though Kitty couldn't be here today, Cindy, provided us with a delicious bottle of El Verde Pinot Grigio as our wine of the week.
Kitty is the best person in the whole wide world. I love her.
Right?
I love you, Kitty.
If you have to be absent, still provide the wine. That's our only request. And she holds up to her end of the bargain.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
Random fact, today is National Peach Pie Day.
Oh, did you get one?
Well, I was thinking how delicious this wine would be with a peach pie.
You know, it kind of's got a little bit of peachy in there.
It does.
Is that cheesy if I say that?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
This subtle nuances of fresh fruits and light on the tongue. This is a Pinot Grigio that I think lots of people would like. And it's not just because I'm smitten by the fact that on its very attractive and modern-looking label is an AV. Like AV, like Anna Valencia. What? It might already have my name on it. It could be part of the bias. It could be happening here,
I
folks.
I think you're the label lady.
People say that labels don't matter, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
They help you
in making your decision. Yep. And so you can trust, of course, yours truly, your happy hostess, with the fact that if you go and experiment with this Pinot Grigio at the Blue Star, you will not be disappointed. In fact, you have just 2 weeks left, my friends. 2 weeks, and that's it for the free bottle of wine when you order two entrees or four appetizers at the Blue Star. That summer promo is coming to a rapid end, so make sure you get out there, enjoy some live music, and make it, you know, a date night out of it, or take the family. Can't go wrong with that.
You know, that's a sensational offer.
It's a great offer.
It really is.
In fact, we're going to circle back here in a few minutes and talk about something else that Kitty's got going on to help with the fight against hunger for the upcoming September Hunger Action Awareness Month through the Treasure Coast Food Bank. But I would like to introduce our wonderful guests. I thought that they complimented each other very well, and I think that our listeners are really going to appreciate the information that we're about to get. Of course, always starting off with the ladies, we have Dr. Felice Hockey. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
I have to give a pause. She has fun sound effects, and it makes things far more interesting. And sitting beside her is the one, the only, the very handsome Mr. Michael Redstone of the Indian River Recreation Department.
Good afternoon.
Bravo. Round of applause.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Isn't it, though? You know, I think that I'm rather fun, too. It's just when you add a microphone and a little glass of Pinot Grigio, we take it to the next level, my friend.
When they introduced you, though, I didn't hear the hand clapping, so I was just wondering.
That's right.
Yeah, Cindy dropped her.
I drop my cue? Uh-oh, no more
clearly,
wine for me.
Clearly. Our
so
guests
the two
are
fun
being
people
critical.
Are sitting on this side.
Right.
Well, you know, I think that our listeners are really going to appreciate some of the information that we have here today. And I think I would like to start off with Dr. Hockey, if I may.
Yes.
It appears to me as if you might be relatively new to the area.
I am.
Yes. Now, could you just indulge us a little bit about why you chose Vero?
Okay. I grew up in South Florida.
All right.
Need I say more?
So Vero is a nice reprieve. Got it.
I'm sorry. I grew up in South Florida, went to medical school down there, met my husband down there.
Ooh, what a takeaway.
Yeah.
Go to school, get an education, and a husband.
And a
bonus.
Exactly. Okay. I like to kill two birds with one stone. Mm. And moved to Virginia for 8 years.
Ah, beautiful up there.
Where I did my residency training, and my husband did as well. And all the while, we built a family up there and decided we wanted to go back down to South Florida where my family was.
Built-in babysitters.
Exactly.
I'm on to you.
Exactly.
And I like it.
Siblings, my parents, everyone's down there.
Wonderful.
And so we made our way back down there last summer and pretty much made a U-turn.
And ended up right here.
We were like, do we want to live our life in traffic? So we found our way up here. My husband found the job at Indian River. He does anesthesia. And so we are so happy. I love to get to work in 10 minutes.
Isn't that the
greatest feeling
special?
In the world.
Yeah. It's not overrated.
It is not.
There's something about the quality of life that Vero Beach offers, Indian River County as a whole, that we offer to all of our residents. And I just think that that's so great that you and your family saw the value in that and that you're hunkering down.
Yep. Yep.
And you yourself have your own practice.
Yep. I work for Indian River Medical Association, and I'm a family practitioner, but I also am specialized in medical bariatrics.
So for my listeners who are wondering what medical bariatrics are, would you indulge us?
Sure. Most people have heard of a bariatric surgeon or surgical bariatrics.
Years ago, my mother had that.
She did.
Up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. A medical bariatrician often works very closely with bariatric surgeons, but a medical bariatrician is a physician that's specialized in the prevention, the diagnosis, and the treatment of overweight and obesity.
Terrific.
Yeah, through medical through medical intervention, non-surgical.
Non-surgical.
Yes.
And so is there some sort of special certification in order to get this type of practice?
A lot of medical bariatricians do it for the love of it. However, there is a board certification. I did pursue my board certifications through the American Board of Obesity Medicine. Just kind of an added touch. But I will say there are a lot of practicing bariatricians that aren't board certified in it per se, but have a true love and desire to help the overweight and obese patient.
Interesting. So before I jump on board with Michael Redstone and talk about how I believe what he offers through the Indian River Recreation Department could goes hand in hand with what you're trying to service to our local residents. What are some of the criteria in order to become a bariatric patient?
A bariatric patient? Well, surgical criteria is different, but to become a medical bariatric patient, you need to struggle with weight in some way. And usually we look at a criteria of a BMI. And a BMI is basically kilograms over meters squared, not to get too detailed. But when you go to see your doctor, you should ask, what's my BMI? If it's over 25 to 29.9, you're in an overweight range. Mm-hmm. If it's over 30, you're in an obese range.
Ah.
And then once you get into obesity categories, there are three categories. And anything over 40 is considered morbid obesity or severe obesity.
So they really need to be suffering from obesity in order to become a viable candidate within your office.
Or overweight.
Or overweight.
Or overweight. I do see overweight patients as well.
Interesting. And so I would assume that diet is obviously a big part of what you work with them on.
Huge component.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably 80%. If you were to break it down into a pie, I'd say your diet is about 80% of your efforts.
Ah.
Not to negate exercise in any way for cardiovascular health and for weight loss, but a tremendous portion of your weight loss is going to come from what you put in your mouth, your diet.
Making good choices.
Yes.
I believe that this wine is full of vitamins.
Yes. yes, it is. I was
and the calories have been squeezed out.
They have. We've already pre-screened just for you, Dr. Hockey.
This is a high-protein wine, correct? I just want to make sure.
You bet. You bet. But like you said, exercise has something to do with it, of course.
Incredibly important. Incredibly important.
Now, I would like to then come over here to Mr. Michael Redstone, who just helped put together the final touches, and they had a successful ribbon cutting last week at the all-new intergenerational building.
Intergenerational Recreation Center.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Well, way to fix me.
wow. And we're better known as the IG.
As the IG. So that's that gorgeous, they also have been referring to it as Big Red, I saw in some of the papers.
Some of them have.
They're off of Oslo in between 20th Ave and Old Dixie.
Correct.
And that particular facility is just one of several that the rec department between the parks and so forth that you have the ability to maintain that is an outlet for residents to come and utilize to be able to be more exercise oriented, whether it's team or individual classes. So what was the vision and how are we coming along with it there at the IG?
Well, the IG building was brought about in an opportunity to bring both seniors, adults, and children all together in one site for recreational activities. Now, the intergenerational building will be Indian River County's first true indoor recreation site We've used the agricultural building at the fairgrounds for several years for recreational activities, which has been great, and we've been very gracious for being able to use that. But it's a fairground building, and
right.
So it's not a gymnasium, and it's not it doesn't have hardwood floors, and it doesn't have classrooms that can be used for different activities too. So this is really an opportunity that's been coming for about 20 years now, and between some hurricanes and recessionary that got in between us, we've been able to finish it off and open it. We will be officially opening to the public September the 1st. We had a ribbon cutting. We're doing some punch list items, and then we'll open it up to the public September the 1st. And in that building, as I said, we'll have two full court basketball and volleyball courts that are hardwood, and that will give us an opportunity also to bring tournaments from the outside, because most of these larger national groups like AAU and USSSA, the first question they ask you is, what kind of floor do you have? And so the wood floor is something we fought very hard for. So that will help us bring tourists and everything from the outside also in, along with being able to house our recreational programming, our current programming, and be able to expand that, but then also give us an opportunity to get into the exercise and the fitness classes also, for which we have not been able to do in the past because of just limited space.
Sure.
So, you know, along with the intergenerational building, you know, we talk about exercise. You know, we still have we have 42 parks in Indian River County.
Those are some good bragging rights.
So
I love that.
Those are opportunities for people to get out and take a walk. You know, something as simple as that, or to go out and take their children on a nature walk, or to just kind of go to a playground and that. So it's all about being active, and that's what we're really pushing.
Well, I think that you're doing a great job, and the IG is obviously a welcome addition to our community. As I was saying upon entry here for the radio show today, AC also is not overrated.
Right.
And it is a great thing to know that now there's going to be these indoor activities for folks of all ages right here in Indian River County to be able to participate and utilize, so that we can do our part to be active while still being engaging within the community. I think, too, before we go to break, I just want to give a quick shout out, because it's so valuable, the fact that Sandridge is offering an app where you can sign up your tea time, and you can start like at 7 a.m. because it gets so hot so quickly.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's such an advantage. Now, Sandridge is actually part of the county.
It is part of the county, sure, and along with the shooting range also.
Which is like off of 512 up there. Sandridge is a proud sponsor of the program. They offer couples courses now, so you can take your spouse and improve your game together. Of course, they have just ladies, just guys, just kids programs, all very affordable. And all year long, you can take your child to play golf, and they can play and ride for just a dollar.
Right.
So it's always trying to be family friendly and make sure that it doesn't break the bank for all of us.
Yeah, bargain for a dollar.
It sure is. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where we chat about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We're just getting started, my friends, so don't go anywhere.
Complete Employee Solutions in Vero Beach wants to ask, what could your business achieve if you weren't taking up precious time with payroll, tax compliance, HR, and the like? If you're a small, growing business, it can be tough keeping up to date with increasing payroll and tax regulations. Without a proactive plan to help you manage your back office burdens, achieving your business goals could get sidelined. Hiring Complete Employee Solutions will allow you to have a paperless payroll and HR tools so you can improve compliance that will attract and retain valued employees. Save time and improve your bottom line. Complete Employee Solutions does paperless payroll and employee leasing too. Complete Employee Solutions. Join the team and feel complete. 567-6333.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
White Club Moving and
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
We are back. Once again, big thanks to the Blue Star for our wine of the week, the all-new El Verde Pinot Grigio, available by the glass and by the bottle. Cindy, I missed you this weekend at the Treasure Coast Food Bank Outlaugh Hunger.
I know.
It was phenomenal. They had four comedians, Casey and Spaz, who are two fellow Michiganders,
such as
myself.
Yeah.
And they had this gentleman named Carl Zimmerman, and he does a lot of Motown in his act. So being a Michigan girl, I loved, like, he called up people from the audience and made them learn how to dance. He called up this big biker guy who was not nailing the moves. It was hilarious. And then there was another gentleman who actually had suffered from cerebral palsy. Uh-huh. And he used it in a skit. And, I mean, just really helped to shed some light on that. But more importantly, of course, they shed light on our need for food assistance here throughout the four county area. So the Treasure Coast Food Bank, they were on our show last week. They talk about how they service Martin County, Indian River, St. Lucie, and Okeechobee counties. Mm-hmm. There's nearly 200,000 people that are food insecure and need some assistance. And they go to the various pantries and soup kitchens. There's over 200 in the four county area. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that it was so great, the event itself, that they were able to raise a lot of money while still allowing folks to laugh and feel jovial.
That's awesome.
Even though it's a tough thing to talk about. And I know a lot of times people feel like they are apprehensive when donating to a nonprofit. And I think that I could understand that. And that's what's so great about the Treasure Coast Food Bank, because they do organized food drives. So you're giving like a tangible thing, not necessarily dollars, and saying, where are my dollars going? You're truly giving food. So White Glove Moving and Storage was very proud to help raise nearly 1,600 pounds of food this past July. And so we were recognized as Move for Hunger's Movers of the Month for July. We were recognized
very
last week.
Good.
Thank you. Yay! That's right. We had lots of local partners as well as customers that helped make that possible.
Yes. In fact,
Mr. Michael Redstone just had a great experience with White Glove, right?
We sure did. We appreciated all their help in our move from the county administration building to our intergenerational building.
That's right. So we used stairs and elevators. P.S. My men love stairs and elevators, folks. That's right. We love them so you don't have to. So office moves, residential moves, we're happy to lend a hand. It's very cost effective. And we were really happy to be able to step in and make it just one less thing that the rec department had to worry about, because there was a lot of things that you had to do to get that building up and running, and this was not happening to be one of them. So that was kind of
right.
nice.
And I know your guys really did appreciate that window that opened that could just dump it right into the truck. So,
so that was like a kidding. Secret way. It was a secret way.
Move out of the way down below.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell that stuff.
Oh, jeez. That's so funny.
That's what made it so fast.
It was a quick move. I tell you what, my boys are good.
Yes, and they are.
Good.
They did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, they all made it without breaking anything.
That's right.
That's the secret to our success, my dear.
You're the best.
We try. We try. Best. I'm on the docket for maybe moving Dr. Hockey's office. I'm just planting
seeds.
That's
right.
Planting
seeds. You got to talk to Ginger about that.
Right? Who else would you want? That'd be ridiculous.
Right. I mean, there isn't anyone else.
Exactly.
I mean, hello.
Thank you for noticing,
yes.
Cindy.
You're welcome.
But quickly, the Blue Star is going to be participating in September Hunger Action Awareness Month, and they, along with a number of other local restaurants from the top of Indian River County to the tip of Martin County, will be offering a signature dish. And when you order that dish, a portion of the proceeds will go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
That's great.
So Kitty is going to be doing Tegan's pasta. Yes. Oh. Now, I'm not sure how Dr. Hockey is going to feel about all of its ingredients.
Portion control.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? She's not telling you no. Just portion control.
I love her.
I'm switching. She's going to be my new doctor.
Before and after.
She's saying all the right things.
She is wine and, what is it, Tegan's pasta.
Tegan's pasta.
I
so here it is, folks. Here's the dish. It's a fettuccine with a creamy pesto sauce.
Oh, yes.
Mixed with roasted walnuts.
Oh.
Apples, pear, and some crumbled blue cheese and bacon. That's it. That's
well,
all it is.
It, okay. it did have
this
apples and
pears. That's
in it,
what, so. How I led with that. I was trying to lead with
Harmless.
The good stuff.
Harmless.
And it all goes to benefit the Treasure Coast Food Bank. So all month long throughout September, that's right.
Yeah.
You can practice some portion control and have a little indulgence of something delicious made by Kitty. And for the next 2 weeks, don't forget, you can participate in the summer special where you get a free bottle of wine when you order 4 appetizers. And or 2 entrees. So you can combine it. You can do it solo. You can take a bottle unopened at home and save it for later.
I just did this.
You did?
I would say a few weeks ago, and we took the bottle home.
Dr. Hockey, how'd you get so smart?
It was wonderful.
And you enjoyed your experience?
Yes, we did.
And there was some live music?
Yep. It was lovely.
I'm so happy that you participate. See, she's new to town, folks, and she's already on the cool wagon.
That's
right. Where are all of you? I want to make sure you're there at the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday. All right. So we are talking about the fact that Dr. Hockey is a medical bariatrician in addition to being a general practitioner.
Correct.
Accepting new patients.
Correct.
You're currently there off of 37th Street.
Yes. Right across from the hospital.
And soon to be at the new building behind the hospital.
Correct.
Come fall, late fall?
Yes.
Late fall.
Yeah.
And you may or may not be hiring White Glove. It's just whatever Ginger says. Got it. Okay. Moving on.
Or the head of the hospital.
Or the head of the hospital. We got to make new friends.
Yeah.
We'll make new friends. Yep. It's completely fine. So what patient benefits from your practices as a medical bariatrician?
Well, any patient that's struggling with weight benefits. Like I said, if you're using BMI criteria, anyone with a BMI greater than 25, which at this standpoint is about 50% of the population.
Oh, I was
really?
Just going to ask.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obese is about 39% right now. And so when you add in overweight, you're dealing with 50% of the population. So there's a lot of people that benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how often do your patients see you once they start the program?
They see me monthly.
Okay.
Yeah. They see me monthly. And we utilize their insurance. So we bill to their insurance for their different, most of them have comorbid conditions associated with their obesity. So diabetes, hypertension. So I'm evaluating and monitoring those things as well.
This is fantastic. So they can come to you. They can utilize their insurance. They can figure out some new healthy habits.
Yep.
And be able to address the situations that they're having, they can get results as quickly as what? What have you seen?
Oh, within the month of putting the effort forward, and I go over the program with them. I teach them the basic guidelines of the program. They're given educational information that they bring home. Within a month, I mean, patients are losing weight. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
When they put the work in and they put what I call the puzzle pieces together, it works.
Perfect. You're listening to The Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.